Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Dopamine Reset Protocol. I'm your host, Leo Weston, and let me tell you, life can feel like a whirlwind sometimes, right? We're constantly juggling deadlines, commitments, social pressures. It's enough to make your head spin. Ever feel like you're just running on empty? Like there aren't enough hours in the day to get everything done? Well, buckle up, because today we're diving into a topic that can transform your entire existence, finding balance in life. It's not about becoming some Zen master who lives off rice cakes and does yoga every morning, though, hey, if that works for you, more power. It's about prioritizing your time and energy so you can actually enjoy the ride. Think of it like this. Imagine your life as a beautiful, intricate machine. To function smoothly, each part needs attention and care. Neglect one cog, and the whole system starts to sputter. So, how do we make sure all those gears are turning in harmony? Here are five key takeaways that'll help you find balance and reclaim control of your precious time. First things first, learn to say no without feeling guilty. I know it's tough. We're taught to be people pleasers, always eager to lend a hand. But here's the truth. Saying yes to everything inevitably leads to burnout and resentment. Start identifying what truly matters to you, your passions, your values, your goals, and protect that space fiercely. It's okay to politely decline requests that don't align with those priorities. Next up, master the art of time blocking. Ever feel like you're chasing your tail all day? Time blocking is a game changer. Think of it as scheduling appointments with yourself for specific tasks. Dedicate blocks of time to work, exercise, creative pursuits, whatever fuels your soul. This creates structure and prevents those dreaded, "I have no idea where the day went," moments. Third, embrace the power of delegation. You don't have to do it all. Surround yourself with a supportive team, friends, family, colleagues, who can help share the load. Whether it's asking for help with chores, delegating tasks at work, or simply offloading some mental clutter, remember, teamwork makes the dream work. Now, let's talk about those sneaky energy drains. Social media, news cycles, even certain types of conversations can leave you feeling depleted. It's okay to take a break, unfollow accounts that bring negativity, and curate your digital environment to be more supportive and nourishing. Finally, remember to recharge. This isn't just about sleep, although that's super important. It's about making time for activities that genuinely replenish you. Whether it's reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, indulging in a hobby, or simply spending quality time with loved ones, prioritize those moments of joy and restoration. Okay, let's bring this all together with a real-life example. Imagine you're juggling a demanding job, family commitments, and trying to squeeze in some fitness. You feel constantly overwhelmed, like you're running on fumes. You're always saying yes to everything, even when it means sacrificing your own well-being. Sound familiar? Well, that's where finding balance comes in. Let's say you decide to start blocking out time for workouts, even if it's just 30 minutes a day. You learn to politely decline social events that clash with your priorities. You delegate some household chores and utilize online grocery delivery to save time. Suddenly you have more energy, less stress, and actually feel like you're enjoying life again. See? It's not about being perfect. It's about making conscious choices that align with your values and goals. Remember, finding balance is an ongoing journey, not a destination. There will be days when things feel chaotic, but by incorporating these key takeaways into your daily life, you can create a more fulfilling and sustainable rhythm. So, I challenge you to start implementing these strategies today. Which one resonates with you the most? Share your thoughts in the comments below, and let's keep this conversation going. And remember, every small step towards balance is a victory. Keep striving, keep growing, and stay tuned for more Dopamine Reset Protocol goodness. See you tomorrow.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.